Is the brain then capable of substantiating and creating a consciousness to where, is it possible that this consciousness can make a brain that is so superior? Is it possible that the brain could become the brain of Christ? Is it possible? Yes. Does the brain have the ability to become God? Yes, it is made to do that. If it is then, and we've reached a level of proportion to where our personality is so for this dynamic union and agreement, is it possible then that our mind can be the mind of God? Yes. What does that mean then? That means then that whatsoever we who are free of our torments, our sufferings, our anguishes, our bitternesses, our disappointments, we who are free of the past have the marvelous liberty of being able to dream a dream, and no matter how fantastic, have a brain that is so ready on the epitome of opportunisticness to be able to replicate that dream and become it physically. We have a brain that if we dream in utter freedom that we have deserved in truth, that we could bring our body to immortality, that our body should never die, and that we should never age, that if we dream such a dream, our brain is capable of matching that dream chemically. And the pituitary, who is the master seventh seal, has the ability to take this body into infinity. It is encoded. If there are 22 or 20 amino acids, I tell you, there are more than that. They've just never been discovered. And these important chemicals have already encoded in them the highest potential you could ever be. How do masters live forever? And they do. Because when they're free, they get to dream the dream of foreverness. And there's nothing that clouds. There's no regret. There's no resentment. There's no sadness. There's no anguish. There's no victim. There's nothing that dream has to bypass. That brain imprints that dream, and this body becomes it. At any level, we can transcend. Then we have done the great work. Then we have come here, we have created, we have overcome and overcome to become. And we leave as we came, as wind on the water, integrated into clay. We take the clay and transform it into dust on the water. And we leave no footprints, no body, no grave. We're gone. The brain has the same capacity to create immortality, to create wellness, to create and duplicate itself many times. You can do anything. You're not limited, nor are you limited biochemically. You're only limited by your preference of consciousness, your preference of mind, your preference of personality. Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of the body? Are you on the side of the spirit? Isn't it time, if you're in the school, to not be afraid to make the radical changes in your life that liberate you from deception? A deception, though maybe glamorous and mysterious and allows you to walk on the edge and to be clever in the end, will always be found out. Only be to be appalled at the light in reviewing your life and appalled that you waste this life being a fool. You haven't missed anything except truth. You go out into the world and have a good time. What is a good time? It's emotions. But you'll miss truth. Remember that. Turn to your neighbor and explain what you've learned tonight.
How many of you have learned so far tonight? You have?
Yes.
You're getting a closer understanding of what it takes to be a master?
Yes.
Getting an understanding of why change is important?
Yes.